In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
The reaction, post-theater, let's just give a big shout-out to Shelley Duvall. She unfortunately passed away today. She's a horror legend. All of us know her from The Shining, but she's been in many other things. Shout-out to Shelley Duvall, of course. Just a wonderful lady who had it kind of rough towards the end, but I hope she knows the horror community loved her. All right, Dustin, we've had some fans, you know, hit us up on the gram and other social medias. They big fans of not big fans of them. They are big fans of us, but they're really excited to watch Long Legs. So,
yeah, a lot of buzz about this movie.
I'm just firing the old laptop up because the iPad is super dead and it's not wanting to charge for some reason. Just see if we get some chats. I know we kind of made a last minute decision to go live tonight. So,
yeah, I'm excited to hear. I'm excited to hear your opinion.
All right, Dustin. Yeah, she sent us a DM. She was really excited. I was excited for it, too. Me and Dustin, we just got home from seeing Long Legs in theaters. Dustin.
Yeah.
This was a highly anticipated movie. A lot of big buzz about it. Yeah. Got to be honest. Little underwhelmed. How are you feeling?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it was a fine movie, but for the hype that it had, the buzz surrounding it, this is supposed to be the greatest horror movie of the past decade or whatever the taglines were. No, not to me at least, but I think it was a fine movie.
Yeah, it was fine, but like people saying it's unbelievably traumatic and scariest movie of the decade. I didn't get that at all, to be honest with you. Like, and we're going to jump into our pros and cons and all that. But when the movie ended, I was just kind of like, Is this movie over for real? Like, we're over? We're done right now?
Yeah.
Like, it was a really abrupt ending, in my opinion. And I hope Julia don't turn this stream off already just because we weren't the... I mean, I didn't dislike the movie by any means, but I just didn't think it was the scariest movie of the decade either. Not even close. It's not even my favorite movie, a horror movie of this year, honestly. So...
Yeah, I knew you'd feel that way because I know you loved Late Night with the Devil. I'll say that I enjoyed, like, I liked it. It's one of my favorite horror movies that I've seen this year. You know, I think that it had, I guess I'll just go ahead and get into some pros here. I think that it had some really good cinematography. There was certain shots that were framed just beautifully and some built-in tension because of how it was shot. I think that the acting was fine across the board. The look of Nick Cage was better than the acting of Nick Cage. Listen, I might catch some heat from that. I don't know. But I'm not a Nick Cage fan at all. I've been very vocal about that pretty much my entire life. It's Nick Cage. Like, he's playing Nick Cage. He's not an actor. Like, he's just Nick Cage. And, you know, his voice sounds the same and everything. I don't know. I don't want to harp on him too much as far as negatives goes. But the look of him was fine. I think it was, how do you say her name? Micah?
I think it's Micah Monroe, yeah.
So Micah Monroe, she said that, you know, when she saw him in makeup, it traumatized her or whatever. I didn't pick up that. Yeah, he was an ugly mother effer, but, you know, I think his look was fine. I think that the third act, the tension and the suspense really picked up a lot.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I think we talked about this, trying to do as spoiler-free as possible since the movie literally just released today. But the occult, if you've read anything about the movie, the occult's involved in this movie. So I think that some of the imagery was really well done and creepy, made me unnerved. So I think that was good. Biggest pro for me was Detective Carter, FBI. Come on, I know you picked up on that.
Absolutely.
So, but no. I think that, I really like the, how it's broken up into, you know, chapter one, chapter two, or part one, part two, part three, whatever. I like that to show the tone switch and the progression in the story. I think that was good. Yeah, that's some of my pros. I'll let you take the floor and I might bounce off you.
Yeah, absolutely. Pros for sure. I thought the acting was great across the board. Even Nicolas Cage. Like, I don't really have, you know, I get picked on the show for not seeing that many movies. So I've seen very few Nicolas Cage movies. He didn't bother. I thought he was really good, honestly. I thought his look was very creepy. I thought his acting was good. He was very over the top. And maybe that's what you're talking about. He's just being Nick Cage. Maybe that's just a part of who he is. I've never seen those National Treasure movies. I'm sorry. And the funny thing, I can't even like see you on my phone, like moving. It's on my laptop behind me where I can see you. Micah Monroe, I thought she did a great job as well. I will say when we get to it's not a con, but I kind of feel like her character wasn't fleshed out enough. Blair Underwood, he was fantastic as well. Kind of a quintessential chief, you know, nothing outrageous or outstanding, but he was very good acting. Yeah. I think the standout was probably Alicia Witt, though. And I've heard that on TikTok, this guy I follow, he kind of mentioned that Alicia Witt, you know, non-spoiler review, of course, that Alicia Witt was fantastic. And she was really good. Some shocking imagery for sure. Kind of a creepy opening, but it kind of gets a little slow to me. But we'll talk about that in the cons. More pros. Like you mentioned, good shots, really good shots. I really like the upside down shot when Micah wakes back up. You know what I'm talking about. I thought that was really good. What else you thinking, Dustin? You know, we just got out of the theater, just got home, so we got to get the brain moving again.
So I like some of the other visuals that we got. The aspect ratio in the open showing that, you know, it was a different era. I like that. And then it transformed into a more modern look when we caught, you know, jump forward in time. I really like the title card and the ending title card. You know, it had a very retro feel to it. And I think those things get overlooked too much. So really knocked it out of the park there.
I know when Brian watches movie, he's going to lose it seeing this aspect ratio at the beginning.
Yeah, man, that's actually what I thought when I was sitting in my seat was, look at all that dead space on each side of this picture. If this whole movie's like that, Brian's going to lose his mind. But
yeah.
But no, I think that was good. You know, I think the story itself is fresh, which I'm a huge fan of. Obviously, I've been, you know, giving Hollywood a lot of flack for the lack of creativity. So this is a fresh take. I really like that. I didn't really know much about the story. I tried to avoid, spoilers, obviously, but I tried to avoid trailers and reading up a bunch of stuff before I see a movie. So I knew the bones of the story, but my first thought was once we get that opening scene, I'm like, oh, is this just like the Black Phone? Like, is that all this is? Like, he's just abducting little kids, but that's not what happens. It's much more sinister than that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my biggest pro that I'll give this movie is that it's a fresh take. It's a fresh story.
Yeah. And I hope they don't do a sequel, even though I did want more at the end. Like you mentioned, I thought like, there was a lot of shocking stuff, like, and I can't, you know, we're not doing spoilers right now. We may, if we do, we're going to give you a warning, but there's a lot of, like, stuff that happens that's really shocking. It's like, and it gives you, like, good jump scares, really creepy moments. And you just want to jump into cons? Because I feel like I don't want to say I have more cons, but I do have issues with the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't think Micah Monroe's character was fleshed out enough with her mom. Like, I feel like they tried to in the end, but I don't know. It went by too fast.
It felt rushed.
We've seen these kind of like detectives doing research, their homework kind of stuff plenty of times in the past. You know, they all have their own individual touches, of course. But it's like, how does she know all this stuff? Yeah. Like, if you watch like The Ring, like you kind of pick up like, okay, she found the lighthouse. She found, you know, where this lighthouse is. She went and visits it. She just deciphered everything super fast. And I don't think we're spoiling anything right now.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. Maybe mild spoiler alert. Like, it's not going to ruin the story before you ruin the movie. But, yeah, that's something that happens.
So. And I got to be honest with you, man. Part one and part two, they weren't bad, but I kind of felt them. You know what I'm saying? It kind of felt, and maybe it's just from being at work today, kind of tired, maybe on another watch when I get home, you know, watching at home or something. I might go see this movie in the theaters again, honestly. But maybe on another watch when I'm not as tired, like it won't feel like it's dragging as bad. Because you get like action, then it kind of drags. Then like a quick scene of action, then it kind of drags a little bit. What did you think about that?
So, yeah, I mean, for me, there was definitely stretches where I felt like I forgot I was watching a horror movie because it got so slow in times. The runtime's fine. The runtime's actually really good. Great. But for this to be billed as the scariest movie, the most traumatic movie, you know, you feel like you're not supposed to be watching it. That's something I read. Someone said, I felt like I wasn't supposed to be watching this. I didn't get that, and I think it's because of the pacing in times, or at times. And so I definitely agree with you there, Act 2 in particular. Because yeah. Act 1, they start off hot. I don't know why I'm holding my gavel. I'm just waiting on you to mess up. But Act 1, they start off hot, and they give us something, and then they do character development. Very typical Act 1 stuff. Act 3, it really ramps up, and we get into the thick of what's going on, and everything's great. But Act 2 just... It's like it's so much build that it made Act 3 suffer to me.
Let me read these comments real quick and we'll keep going. Julia, she's commented a few times, loved it. I agree, I did love it, but it wasn't the scariest one I've seen by any means. Agree with that. One of my favorites for the year, too. I will say it's towards the top for sure, but I would definitely have Late Night with the Devil, and I would put Maxine over this as well. Just got to have more fun with Maxine.
Absolutely.
Nice touch towards setting the time frame with the picture of President Clinton in the FBI office. I agree with that 100%. I like how they kept it kind of like distorted, but you knew who it was, but they kind of kept it a little blurry. Y'all all about runtimes with the laughing emoji from Dana Tucker. Hey, you can ask Dustin. Me and him went and saw Midsommar, the director's cut, a couple weeks ago. Yep. That movie didn't feel long at all. It was a full 3 hours, and I would have sat down for another 30, 45 minutes of it just because I was in the zone on that one. It was great. Oh, shout out to my t-shirt. Broke out the old It Follows t-shirt. It felt appropriate to wear another Micah Monroe shirt.
I got that.
I agree that it did drag at some points, but I think it was worth it when we got to Act 3. I agree. I won't argue with that. I won't argue with that. What was you saying, Dustin? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I got the OG crew on my shirt. I got the original Don't Go Out There. But
Gang so Gang?
The runtime, what you were saying, yeah, the runtime doesn't bother me if you don't feel it. And, you know, like you said, we watched Midsommar, and when it was over, I looked at my phone to see, was that really 3 hours? Because it didn't feel like it. And it's just when you have a movie, especially, I think you feel it worse when the runtime is short and it still feels like it. That makes the movie worse to me. It's like, I don't know what the runtime was on this movie, but it couldn't have been more than like 92, 94 minutes, somewhere in there. For me to have times during that movie where I'm like, what time is it? Like, I feel like I've been in here forever. You shouldn't have that on a movie that's that short. So,
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I will say, like, once it got to the – I still don't feel like this is a spoiler because, like you mentioned, there is some occult stuff. Like, let's just say there were a couple images that I saw. I was like, I know Dustin and Brian ain't going to like this.
Son. Yeah. Man, Act 3, there was something on the screen that wasn't the focal point of the shot. It was in the background. And I was like, nope, don't like that. Let's just say big time Black Phillip vibes, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, Black Phillip. Shout out to Robert Eggers. Great movie, The Witch. All right. You got anything else, Dustin? D. Frank?
Yep. I do. So, unfortunately, maybe it's because I was trying to do it, but I feel like I predicted the twist way too early in this movie. And you know, I don't always do that. So, you know, a lot of times I go into a movie and I just sit and enjoy it, and I'm just along for the ride. But in this one, I felt like very early on, I was like, ooh, I bet this is going to happen. And I was right. So that kind of bothered me because I don't think a movie should be that predictable. And but even in the predictability, though, I think they did enough to where it didn't bother me as much as it could have, because the third act was a whirlwind. Another thing is there's these cutscenes that we see. And it's just imagery that is uneasy feeling. Like, it's things that aren't happy images. Nothing sinister, you know, too sinister. Like, I'll just say this one. There's some snakes that we see, but it's under, like, a red light.
Mm-hmm.
That was never... Why were we seeing that? It didn't serve a purpose. Like, I get it. It's tying in parts of the story that you don't find out until the last act. But even then, like, we're seeing it as if the main character sees it or is experiencing it or had seen it before. And it was just completely just there, I feel like, for shock value to kind of give you that uneasy feeling just for the sake of having it. Just for, like, these reminders ever so often, like, hey, this is a horror movie. Remember, look how this will make you squirm. It didn't work for me. Didn't like that.
I got another complaint, man, and I hate to do it, but, God, you know, we had the same complaint in a Violent Nature, like, how loud Johnny walked. This girl is a horrible FBI agent, like, checking out, like, the scene. Like, she's just bum rushing, like, sketchy moments. And she can't compose like herself. Like, she is the heaviest breathing person when the moment gets big. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And yeah, she was huffing and puffing and hyperventilating. And I get it because that doesn't bother me as much, though, because Carter kept saying, or Carter and the other FBI agents kept saying, is she ready? Is she ready? So I took it as she's new. She's going to have nerves. But yeah, that bothered me. Another thing that bothers me, it's very minuscule. When she was walking in the snow in the open, you ever walked in snow that sounded that quiet? No. There's more crunching. So that bothered me. Come on. You could have recorded real snow and just dubbed it over her footsteps. It's not that hard to do. You can do that on CapCut on your phone. Come on.
Yeah. And it's really hard to do this without spoiling. And we don't want to be like those guys who spoil anything the night of. So I don't want anybody to like accidentally click into this and then we say, boom, this happens and they get the movies. Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
I think this is unless you got anything else, I think this is a good time to kind of like just summarize everything, wrap everything up, give our last final thoughts.
Yeah, good movie. I'll read these last few comments. We got Dana said that she got her shirt too, just not wearing it yet. Hey, it's good to hear that you got it. Anyone else that wants a shirt, don'tgooutthere.com. We've got a lot of cool designs on there. And she also said Black Phillip goat. Black Phillip was a goat. That is very true. I know what you meant, though. You meant greatest of all time. Fuck that movie.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie, but man, I didn't like it. Julia said, love the imagery. So the imagery, yeah, the imagery was, it looked cool, but just to me, it didn't serve a purpose. I think it was wasted motion. And then for my final thoughts. So I texted Brian that I think I liked it a lot, but I need to sit with it. And like you, I think I'm going to go see it again when I can fully process it. And I've sat on the first viewing, but as it stands right now, it's not what it was billed to be. So shout out to the marketing department. They got the job done. They built an incredible buzz. And what are they trying to accomplish? Getting people into the theater. And let me tell you, that's the most people that I've been in a theater with in Knoxville in probably years. I mean, my theater was on swole. So they did their job. I think they oversold it, though. So don't go into it thinking it's going to be the best movie ever. If I were to, which I'm going to in just a little bit, if I were to get on Letterboxd and type up my review, I'm probably sitting somewhere around 3.5 to 4, because I do think it was really good, but it's not 4.5, 5 stars. It's not the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. They did do a great job with the marketing for sure. You know, I'm an AMC A-list member, and those times were sold out for me. Like, I couldn't, like, even if I wanted to go there, they were all both sold out. So that's why I went to Regal. If I were to give this a Letterbox rating, I would probably be at the 3 mark right now, just being honest, just because I need to see this movie again. I need to, like, you've been mentioning, like, the imagery. Maybe on another rewatch where I can focus more and not, like we mentioned with Maxine, I didn't know what the story was, so I was processing everything. I know what the general story is now, so maybe I can pick up on some imagery that I missed, or, you know, just like some Easter eggs, hidden messages, something like that on another watch. Shocking moments. There's a lot of shocking moments. They're going to, like, you know, kind of get you a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought the interrogation scene was really good. Really good. The acting was phenomenal. I was really surprised by Alicia Witt, to be honest with you. Like, because the only other movie I had seen her in off the top of my head is Urban Legend. And she's not bad in it, but she's kind of forgettable. You know, like, Rebecca Gayhart kind of steals that. I thought Alicia Witt was fantastic. Shout out to her. I thought Nick Cage was great, too. I know you're not the biggest fan, but I thought he did a great job. And that face, like, if you were kidnapped by him, like, and he doesn't kidnap, so I'm not spoiling anything, but, like, if you were a kid and you saw that face, like, it's going to stick with you forever, I think. Like, he's pretty horrible looking. Yeah. I did see a review on the guy I was talking about on TikTok. I'm pretty sure he's the one who said this, but I do think they kind of revealed his face and his look a little too early. They could have probably held out a little longer just to kind of, you know, build the tension up just a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree with that because we got it pretty much off rip. We didn't get a clear-cut shot of it. Well, we got one. It was very brief, so you couldn't process it. But I agree with that. Keep him hidden a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Surprised that the theater was packed here in New York, too. I think this movie's going to do pretty well. I think it's going to do well for at least a good week, 2 weeks. The bad thing is like, surprised at the low scores. I'm intrigued, though. I mean, 4 out of 5 is still like an 8, though. So, I mean,
yeah, we're talking Letterboxd scores. So that's out of 5 stars. So 4 out of 5, 3.5 out of 5, 3 out of 5. So that's not really low.
Yeah, they're just used to hearing us, you know, going out of 10. And I get that for sure. And I don't want it to seem like we're crapping on the movie because it was definitely good and definitely one I want to go see again. And I will go see again, most likely in a theater just because the movies hit better in the theaters. Yeah. But this movie, I think, is a prime example of you kind of got to put like all the stuff you see on social media in the back burner. You can't just trust that it's the scariest movie of all time or it's going to traumatize you for life or you're going to throw up after seeing this. Like, you just got to take that with a grain of salt. That should, I honestly think those posts are paid for at this point.
I wouldn't
doubt it. There was nothing in that was shocking. That was that shocking.
Yeah. No, there's nothing we haven't seen before from a shock point. So,
but I do think Osgood Perkins, he made a good movie. The actresses did a fantastic job. You know, just some things that, you know, me and you had some nitpicks on, fine-tuned it a little bit. I do think it might have could have used maybe a rewrite. Not a whole rewrite, but maybe just go over it one more time with a fine-tooth comb, maybe. But, you know, I'm not a writer by any means. I can barely read the scene by scene most times, so who am I to judge?
Yeah, I feel you.
But I still enjoyed it, and I might like it even more on my second watch. I mean, I didn't walk out of the theater with Maxine and was, you know, had my pants lit on fire. So maybe another rewatch will get Long Legs even higher for me. It has potential.
Yeah. Yeah, and bottom line is, go see it, support cinema, as always.
Yeah, Neon, IFC Films, IFC Films is putting out some good stuff this year. Like, I appreciate those guys. Late Night with the Devil, whether or not you like In a Violent Nature or not, it's unique, it's different. It's not Insidious 7 or, you know, part number 9 of a franchise. It's different and new, so I can at least appreciate that. And IFC had a part in this, so shout out to them. I appreciate this stuff.
Absolutely.
Appreciate everyone who tuned in and left comments. Julia, I'm glad you loved the movie. Dana, I would encourage you to go see the movie for sure. I think if they made it a little bit longer and gave some more backstory to it, that would have been better. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I do think part 3 kind of went by a little fast and ended abruptly to me. Like, when it ended, I was like literally thinking, like, is this movie over? Because, like, it went black and then it kind of like music started playing. I was like, I know this movie's not over right now.
Yeah. And there was a good length of time between the screen going black and the you know, the end title card popping up, too. So I thought maybe we'll get something else.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Because, like, it was – the action got really – the tension and the action got really good in those last, like, 10 minutes. I wanted more. So, you know, hey, I enjoyed it. Julia, Dana, we appreciate y'all commenting. Everybody who listens, watches back. Leave your comments on our post underneath this. Let us know what you thought. Like we mentioned, we're not experts. We're just two regular guys who watch movies. We appreciate y'all tuning in. I don't even know how to end this shit, to be honest with you. All right, let's X out. I don't know how to do this.
See ya.
Just want to remind everybody. I'm good out there. When the hands of fate fall on me. Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.